This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Fans of Australia's longest running drama will get more of what they love when Neighbours celebrates its 35th birthday with more drama than you can poke a stick at.
Oh, what's Carl Kennedy been up to again? You know, he's always poking something, isn't he?
Yeah. God. In celebration of the big birthday, Channel 10 Peach, 10 Peach is bringing you a week of special anniversary episodes from Monday 16th of March at 6:30, but these will be followed by an additional 5 explosive episodes at 7 p.m. Here to talk about this incredible milestone with the double the episode, double the drama, one of the gorgeous stars of the show, it's Mr. Rob Mills.
Morning, guys. Ooh, how are you?
I'm fangirling.
That's a great intro. I'm excited for the audiences to see what we put down a few months ago. It really is explosive.
So how many times has Lassiter's burned down in this week? So, I mean, I'm sure we've had bomb explosions if it goes through yet.
The most dangerous cul-de-sac in the world.
Exactly. It's up there with dangerous towns like Mount Thomas. Yeah. Was always a dangerous town, if anyone remembers. Blue Hills.
Midsummer
yeah.
murders.
Exactly.
Place,
yeah.
Yes.
But no, Lassiter's is safe, I can tell you that. So spoiler alert, Lassiter's is safe. Although... Ooh. There's a few weddings happening as well. So we were having 5 weddings, 3 deaths.
So 5 weddings. So I'm sure. I mean, Carl's going to marry at least 4 of them. Because yeah. he likes to get him. There'll be somebody else.
Did
getting
you just
married.
Say 5 weddings and 3 deaths?
Yeah.
So they're beating 4 weddings and a funeral. We had to.
Correct.
It's like, let's make sure this really
exactly.
is big.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm really.
Are you allowed to say who dies, who gets married, or is all this under?
I can't say, but I can tell you that there's a lot of. Past stars of the show coming back for the 35th anniversary.
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie's not back. I can tell you Steph Mack came back.
Oh, good.
Sky Mangle.
Des, can we just do that
can
again?
Can we say Desi came back?
Can we just do that again and pretend that it could, but we're just going to keep it
a little bit
open.
It could be Kylie. Jason was
broken.
In town during the filming for Chicago when he was doing the musical.
That's so true, I remember that.
Just throwing it out there.
Putting some names
he
out
He could
there.
Be in the show. When I say could be, could not be also.
Well, I mean, we love Jason Donovan, but he hasn't aged the best. He's not great for TV.
I thought he was great. I thought he was great in Chicago. I loved that show.
Oh, that was great. It was great. Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
It was a hoot.
So, yes. The 6:30 show, business as usual, but later 7 p.m. shows, darker, grittier, drama-filled plots. Is
yeah,
that right?
100%. So my character Finn Kelly has been the sort of good guy, bad guy on the show for the last 3 years, and this is his sort of unraveling of his psychopathic ways.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah. He really just wants what he wants and won't let anyone stand in his way. Basically, no one is safe on this island. So we all go to Pierce's Island for Ellie's 35th birthday. So there's a couple of little 35th little things in there throughout the week.
So we're having a look for the little side bits that'll have.
Yeah. I don't want to give away too much. There's little Easter eggs everywhere. There's a great one in the padlock. But I'll leave that.
Let's
there.
Have a look.
Yeah. We'll get people to text in when they see it live. What?
Exactly.
They got it. That would be great. What is it like to play the bad guy?
It's the best. Like, I mean, I've always played the prince wearing the jodhpurs, and I've always played the nice guy kind of thing. I really enjoy playing the bad guy. It's he's kind of manipulating, and as I said, he's a bit of a psychopath. But I like to always think that he just wants what he wants.
Don't you think it's a compliment to play the bad guy?
Yeah.
You can only play the bad guy if you've got a bit of edge. A bit of edge, and you've got to be hot.
Well, thanks. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
That's my belief.
Thank you.
I really don't think you can do it otherwise.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And the filming schedule was really full on. We were out on location, which is great, because usually we're up Nutterwadding and we just film in the backyard. But this time we're actually filming out on location, whether it was Point Leo or out in at Morondite. And I really loved getting my hands dirty, and I was seriously dirty by the end of it. You'll see why.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And also the following week, this is a little gem. I don't know if I can say this, but...
Don't look at the publicist. Just ignore that she's there.
Yeah, am I looking at her? I was lucky enough to do a two-hander episode with just Jackie Woodburn and myself.
Oh.
So,
whoa.
Yeah, so that was a real compliment after my 3 years on Neighbours to for the producers to say we want to.
It's good for the show, really.
Yeah, we want to offer you a just like, so it's basically a whole episode of Jackie and I, which is incredible.
Which is great. Look, I haven't 35 years of Neighbours.
Yep.
I'm going to be totally honest. I haven't watched it since Kylie left.
How dare you? How very dare you?
How rude of me to not be home at 6 o'clock watching, or 6:30. 6:30.
Channel 10 Peach.
So if I want to tune in for these special anniversary episodes, is there anything I need to know? Is anything happened in is it like watching Bold and the Beautiful?
Or do you need a refresher course?
Oh, no, you never. That's a good thing about Erinsborough. Yeah. We'll always refresh for you. Yeah. I mean, it's not as recappy as, I would say, a Bold. That's this very recappy.
It moves. It does move in a direction. Which
means at a glacial pace, the Bold.
That's it.
But this is, it'll be high intensity for the whole week, high drama. I think the best thing about Neighbours, even if you haven't watched it, we are super current and up to date with everything from.
Well, that's what I was getting. Neighbours is a bit of a trailblazer, really. Like, they make waves. They've also, they're big on trying to include diverse content.
Well, they had the first gay wedding on television.
It's amazing.
They're in the Mardi Gras. We had a Mardi Gras float last year.
You had the rainbow, like Ramsey Street sign. Yep. It was very exciting. But how important is it as an Aussie actor to be in something that does want to stay relevant and inclusive?
Oh, it really is a dream come true when I signed up with the show a few years ago. As a kid growing up around the corner from Ramsey Street in Glen Waverley, so Vermont is just around the corner. So yeah. I used to play baseball behind where Ramsey Street is, or Pinot Court, and I always thought that was pretty cool to be a part of it and watch it on TV. I basically told Jackie the first time I met her that she raised me. And I think, Carl and Susan raised us all. Yeah. So to be a part of that, and also then move into that house.
Does that explain a lot for where we are right now with Carl and Susan? we're our best,
Carl's a cheater, is that what you're saying?
Susan did okay. Don't be mean to Susan.
Susan is the moral compass of Erinsborough. Yeah.
I know. Amount of times you go, no, not again. Don't take him back.
Don't take it back, no.
And then it works out beautifully.
My children still call me Mrs. Mengel. Oh. Because they say I'm the Mrs. Mengel of the street, because I'm always looking out those children that are playing on my lawn and all those things. Yeah. I'm the dobber.
Get the water pistol out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I think it's so iconic, and it has lasted the test of time because it is so progressive, and the storylines are always coming. Mm-hmm. The writers are coming up with it. Super creative, super fun, and super, super dramatic, and none more so than
and
this week next week.
Fast-paced.
Oh, yeah.
It actually moves on, where sometimes soaps can get a bit, but it's fast-paced. It's actually really
100%, 100%.
Well, definitely over that glacier one. So, obviously, Australian-made television is very important
100%.
To us in this industry. But we adore you here at Joy, because we do get to see you a lot. Like, you're on pretty much every Australian show that's been made at the moment.
Yeah.
Really? We were howling
you. I thought you were going to say you see me a lot, because my apartment is just down the road. You can see into my window, but yeah, go.
It is. You showed us which one. I will definitely be getting the
binoculars. Well, when he arrived in the studio, I had to take down all the cameras that we have pointing to your house, so you just didn't know what we got up to here at Joy.
Yeah.
Look, you Masked Singer. Mm. Look, Tom thought you were, robbed a little bit, yeah.
I've actually still got my tweet from the second week I picked them all.
He actually picked everyone.
Really?
I did actually.
But just from your ear, just from your knowing.
And a little bit of the things.
So the clues.
So some of the clues, me and Andy got on there and we really started Googling and having a look. And we could pick you straight out,
I think the clues for me were basically my resume. I don't think they weren't really clues. They were like,
as soon as they said
you're
a lawnmower man, I thought, oh, there we go, Rob Mills. Who else has had a real job in this industry?
It's true. Yeah.
Look, I spent the weekend with the Masked Singer host.
The great man, Osher.
The great man, Osher. Did you get to keep your costume? Because he did his.
I did not. And then he sends me a message a few months ago going, I think it was for Warner, who owns the concept. He was wearing the wolf costume at one of their parties and, was singing along, and he goes, I was in the wolf.
Oh, my God.
Damn you.
And but yeah, the name of his child.
Wolfgang.
Coincidence, do we think?
I think he named it after me.
I didn't get to ask, but I may now, because I think
I'm still
it was weird when it was Wolfgang Millsy Gunsberg, but that's okay.
You know we're not to mention the word Osher Ginsburg on this show because what? I'm still dirty that he wouldn't give me that suit. He turned up to the wedding in a suit.
Yeah, the wedding
and he goes,
from
oh,
the
I've got hundreds of them. Mm. And I said, well, give me that, sweetheart. Oh, there's no way he was handing it over. Even Audrey was saying, get it off and give it to him.
No, he's contractually bound.
to only wear them at my wedding. Yeah, so, yeah, and yeah. Therefore,
here we are. We are gossiping. But, look, Rob, there's something else happening. You're not just doing Neighbours. I saw a picture of you out in the streets. What are you getting up to?
Coming up. So at Her Majesty's Theatre in June, July, I'll be, dare I say, starring in a musical again. I haven't been in a musical for a few years. So my friend of mine, Anthony Costanzo, who I worked with on Wicked, the musical, he has written this incredible score with the very talented John Foreman.
Yeah.
And it is a brand new musical about Cinderella.
I am so excited.
Yeah, playing the prince. Shane Jacobson will be my dad. And I think I'm walking around Australia with some sort of glass slipper looking for Cinderella over the next few months.
Sweetheart, size 10.
Yeah.
Size 10, my love.
So we're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it.
I'm a 41 in this tiny little writing. Yeah. Look, celebrating 35 epic years of top notch, let me get that word out, Aussie TV, get your double dose of Ramsay Street drama from Monday, 16th March at 6:30, and then the bonus episodes, the nitty gritty with Millsy, being one of the main stars on one of them, which is huge, at 7 p.m. only on 10 Peach.
Thank you. All will be revealed, and I think a lot of me will be revealed if I can remember the filming a few months ago. Very raunchy.
Oh, Tom just got a little sweat, a bead of sweat.
I'm now just setting my Sirius Link up on the television. Who doesn't want to see more of Rob Neil?
You may be bringing him back since Kylie.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.